The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, good day, hi. So it is nice to be here with you this way in these times. Appreciate very much that the sense of community has expanded so far and wide, so many people. So to begin this morning's sitting, I want to evoke the idea that Buddhist teachings, and especially Buddhist practice, from the time of the Buddha, is done with a tremendous respect for each individual person. The value, the importance, the dignity of each person is inherent in the teachings and in the practice. The idea of becoming mindful, sitting quietly in meditation, is meant to be upright, metaphorically upright, clear sense of tremendous value in doing so, tremendous understanding of the potential of each person and the goodness or the, I think, the value of everyone. And it's often difficult to really feel or understand or live from a sense of dignity and value and a certain kind of non-conceited importance. And I know that's hard. It's hard with the stresses and challenges of life and many reasons. And so sometimes we borrow that from the Buddhist tradition, from the Buddhist teachings, from the Buddha, from our community, that if we don't have that sense of real sense of value in ourselves, that we borrow it from this tradition until we can grow into it, until we learn to recognize it in ourselves. And so a willingness to step away from our normal conceptions, ideas of the world and of ourselves for a few minutes here to really settle in here and allow something to develop and grow. And as I like to teach, that you can't jump if you're very well if you're standing on your tippy toes. To jump well, we crouch. And then with that crouch, we can spring up. So in meditation, we can't really get ready for full engagement in the world unless we first do the equivalent of crouching. And so this is what we are, to crouch here, to sit here with dignity and value and really put the attention inward to our experience, to how we're experiencing things for these minutes, and let something be born, let something emerge. So taking a comfortable, alert posture and gently adjusting your posture. So your posture, the adjustment of your posture, is the beginning of this coming here and returning to oneself and checking in and perhaps even valuing what's here as if it's, for these minutes, the most important thing, the experiences we have at the moment. And closing your eyes. Then as a way of really trusting, embodying, valuing this being that's here for you, you yourself, taking some long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, a long, caring exhale, a caring exhale, a caring letting go and settling in. Inhaling and caringly great breathing for yourself. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with care, some people might like the idea of tender care. Let your attention gently roam around your body to see where in your body you might be able to relax muscles. Perhaps softening in the face. Perhaps softening in the shoulders. Perhaps relaxing the belly. And anywhere else where it's easy to relax the muscles. To then feel the stability or the hardness, the stableness of the body against where the body's touching the chair or the cushion, the floor. The support that that provides. And if you're sitting upright, feeling the uprightness, a vertical stability in being here in this body, body held upright, relaxing into any sense of stability, being here. Relaxing the thinking muscle, whatever sense of pressure or urgency a way in which you seem glued to thinking. Relax the thinking pressure, tension. Letting the boundaries of the mind be soft and relaxed. So the boundaries of the mind are indistinguishable from the vast space around it. And then within the body, as part of the bodily experience, becoming aware of breathing. Become aware of how the body's breathing. The body's own experience of inhale and exhale. And the particular sensations and experience of breathing. Perhaps also you can have a sense that it exists with indistinct boundaries, with a vast space that's around you. Perhaps that sensations of breathing can exist in the center of this vast space, a certain kind of vast quietness, even a vast stillness. That surrounds the experience of breathing. As you exhale, letting go of thoughts, trusting that simply this is a simple attention to breathing, relaxed, as continuous as possible. Is the valuable way of valuing oneself and of crouching, getting ready for what may come in the during the day. But for now, breathing. Breathing mindfully. allowing the thinking mind to become quieter so you can better feel, sense, inhabit your lived experience with and through your body, the body that's always in the present. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to whatever degree that you're now more settled, perhaps a bit calmer, stable, or maybe it's simply to whatever degree that you now know yourself better, recognize your challenges within, without. May you consider how you can better care for others, for yourself, and others, and for the whole world. And may that care that you bring be specific. May there be specific actions, no matter how small, that you do to make this a better world, a world that's known as a place that people care for each other. May all beings care for themselves and each other. May all beings be happy.